Hey, Bar Ninja Nation, welcome to the Bar Ninja Podcast, where we talk about everything from trials and tribulations from life behind the bar to tips and tricks to make you a better bartender and a better drinker. Join your host, Bill Thornton, Kayla Logue, and yours truly, Mike Garrison. Let's go have some fucking fun.
All right.
Man, good to see everybody.
So great.
It's been a minute.
Yeah.
It's like FaceTime. Yeah,
this really could be something cool if we could do this every week.
It's Zoom podcasting.
I'll figure out a way to make this maybe bigger. Or I could do it on my iPad for me.
It works.
Oh, this is not me being an asshole when I ask this question, but how can you see with your glasses?
I wear contacts for distance vision. So when I have my glasses off, I can read and look at things up close. So now I'm just like super blind. The glasses are will help me better for me to even see you. I've got to be this close. Same with G. So it's just kind of a different style. Every time you've seen me, I've had to be in a mode of vision to where I, like if I'm driving the Wave Runner, the Sea-Doo, the boats, anything, I wear my contacts because it increases my distance vision. If I'm generally doing office work, admin, reading, and this is all this Zoom shit is new to me. I'm trying out my glasses to see if it'll help better. Like if I had my contacts in, I think because this is so small that my vision would be even worse. So you're learning with me.
Yeah. Well, did you guys get your shake?
Yeah, I did.
Yes.
I wasn't sure.
Yes.
They're sweet, awesome. Aren't they? It's crazy how much different they feel. Like I forgot how nice it was. Okay. And then when I got in the mail, I was like, God, it literally is.
You can't go back.
There's no way.
Like once you get used to that shaker. I pick up the old Bar Ninja stuff we used to make. I'm like,
it's
like that shaker.
It literally just tops anything. Like it doesn't even come close. There's just no comparison. It's awesome.
Was it intentionally shipped on National Bartender's Day? Because I got it on National Bartender's Day.
You know how we roll?
Yeah.
I know what's up. Tara was here. I was like, you know, I bet this was all part of the big ninja plan.
No, it's so nice, though. I was super excited. I was like pleasantly surprised. I didn't expect it. And I was like, ooh, something fun.
I feel like this is too hard.
Yeah. And you want to know the funny part? Like, blind joke. Like, you know, join podcast. Like I scrolled all the way down and it was just behind the little bottom bar. And I'm like, it's gotta be here. And then I saw it and was like, it's been here the whole
thing. I know we were.
I know what.
I was like, man, it's like join. I think there's a button.
As soon as you opened it, it's a join session. Yeah. Like I quite frankly don't know where to tell you to go. Cause it's just right there.
It's so funny.
That's why I love you. We're like, so how can you see? I don't think.
Well, I was worked. I was like, okay, this is totally not me trying to be an asshole, but I have to ask the question. I'm like, does it help?
That's funny.
It helps the drive. Not great.
Am I the only one drinking?
No.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I'll have some wine right now.
Oh, you're
okay. I haven't been drinking too much recently. Actually, I've gone like a whole month without drinking. Actually, I had one glass of wine, but with that being said, it was like three glasses in one glass.
The one glass of wine.
Oh God. But also like, you know, me thinking of my old alcohol tolerance. So then like me not drinking and I've been like super healthy. I was hammered. Yeah. I was like, this is unwell. Yeah. I was like, God. Yeah.
You lose your tolerance.
Yeah. No, it's gone. Gone.
Your ear just keeps ejecting my ear part out.
I really think we should reach out to Taylor Swift. It's like goal number one.
Well, fun fact, the old band I was in college, Moneypenny, Mike Meadows took my spot in Moneypenny, and then Mike Meadows left Moneypenny and is still Taylor Swift's banjo bassist guitarist.
No way.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he can connect us.
I'm jacking with my stuff.
Maybe he can connect us.
Toby Maloney, who wrote the book The Bartender's Manifesto, has agreed to do the podcast, and he owns Violet Hour in Chicago and is probably one of the most influential bartenders in the country.
Hell yeah.
And he's super excited. He's going to do the podcast. Chad from Service Bar in DC, which is also top 50 bars in the country, wants to do the podcast too. So we're going to have some super crazy guests.
We should try to make it like an actual like goal though, to have like a party or something too.
I know. Yeah. For him, I almost want to go to Chicago or find wherever he is and go wherever he is and like do it live.
No, that'd be cool.
Because he's a
like I said,
I mean, Chad's easy. Chad's in DC. so we can make a DC weekend.
I'm down to travel. I mean, at the same time, like with the book, like it's, there's so much opportunities, like anywhere I go, I can just like reach out, talk to people. So yeah, I'm up for it.
So those would be a couple good ones. I'm going to reach out to both of them and try to schedule something. I thought about hitting up Colin. Bill, I can't remember if you love or hate John Taffer.
John and me have issues, but I'll set I don't really like John.
I know, but yeah, I think that would be funny. I'll go toe to toe with them. I'm great at mediating.
Yeah, no. I can play both sides like an absolute baller.
I'm gonna reach out to people and be like, my business partner has some beef with you. Do you guys want to?
No, don't think we want to. I mean, you know, we could. Yeah, whatever. I'm down for whatever. I'm not. I'm 10 years ago, it would have been different, but now I would be much cooler. I had an ex bartender say he's sober now. He was like, man, y'all have such a cool vibe. You should do a sober talk. You know, about like there are plenty of sober bartenders out there. The mock cocktail.
Yeah,
but we can continue. I mean,
because again, I haven't been drinking, and quite frankly, I'm taking kind of just a decent break from it, just until like mostly with all this PR campaign and stuff, and as much as I have going on, like I don't have time to essentially borrow into tomorrow of not feeling well. Like I need the clarity. Yeah. But I've been going like to dinners, like, and still keeping my same social life, but I'll have a mocktail or I'll do something that's like different, but it doesn't, it totally doesn't change like the vibe. And like really now, I would say what's really cool and what I really like about it is mocktails are like always now put like with cocktails on almost every list.
You can't. No,
yeah.
And they're, and like they're very much so, like it's, you don't even always see them at like the end of a menu anymore. Like they're very, they're
That's like the good best practice. Yeah, just put it in there. And then like there's a restaurant here that does, they call it zero proof, I think. And they'll just have a little thing that's like zero proof at the end of the description. So you can like, you're on the cocktail list and you're like, I'll take a Alpine slide. And the people you're with don't know you're ordering a non-alcoholic beverage. And there's no like, oh, you're not drinking. What is it, sober?
That's a really good idea.
Just bring them into the menu, give them a name, denote that they don't have alcohol, but don't put it in, don't put it in the face. Don't put it as a separate menu. Like, oh, I'm ordering off the kids menu because these don't have alcohol.
I agree. I think it's I mean, and the thing is like, even so, like I'm actually dating somebody now, but but it's, and he doesn't drink at all either. But so, but he like hasn't drank in 4 years, but like, it's just, it's interesting how the whole, I've always just gone to a bar and drank, but like, since I've taken just a break, like mostly, like I said, like for the book and everything and like wanting to be in the best shape ever. But, the biggest thing was because like, I've noticed it as now like an outsider going in, I'm like, it's really not that much of a difference, which is kind of cool. Like, and I appreciate it because even from what we were talking about at the beginning, when we were doing the first parts of the podcast being more the soft skills, like I go there for social interaction and to meet people and solo talk. So the dynamic hasn't changed, which is cool.
And I think from going back to my buddy who stayed in the industry after being sober, which is not easy. And I had a big gathering in January and we talked about it beforehand. So I just built a couple of mocktails for it. And he was just losing his mind. I mean, that's how we ended up talking about the podcast. But he was like, you know, he'd listened to a couple of them. And then when we came back to it, he was like, man, it's crazy. You went out of your way to do this for me. And that wave is just growing. You know, doing dry January for me, trying to do that once a year because I skipped Sober October this year. I enjoy it. I just didn't make it. But I enjoy being able to make something for someone that doesn't drink alcohol for whatever the reason is. And I think any professional bartender should take pride in that.
Well, I think that's what's cool about like this actual podcast though. Yeah, of course we love good cocktails. I mean, tequila is still my favorite. That does not change. But like, but it's extremely inclusive, right? It's about the bartending industry as a whole, not just, here's how to make all these cocktails with alcohol. Like it doesn't have to be with alcohol, right? But it's the overall, as you said, the profession of a bartender and how to be a better bartender and also how to be a better person that comes to a bar without having to feel the pressure. If you don't want to drink, there's plenty of other options to not have to drink. So that's what I like. Yeah. That's why I like the inclusiveness of it too.
Yes. Whoever said a great cocktail has to have alcohol in it.
Right. Seriously. And steering away the general public opinion. opinion for, oh, you're not drinking. I mean, that's just immature.
Well, that's to me, yeah. that's projections of your own insecurities. Like if you're right. being like, oh, like you're just, and like you actually hone on it. It's one thing to make a joke and pass on and be like, oh no, I'm joking. But to like actually hone on it and make somebody feel bad, that's your own problem and your own insecurity that you're pushing onto somebody else. At least that's how I see it. So,
you know, off the top of my head, have you heard of hop water?
Yeah, it's good. I've had it.
It's great. Isn't it really, really good? I had some in January, and it doesn't, if I crush, you know, a 6-pack or 10-pack of an IPA or whatever, you're full, you've got all that feeling. I really, like, we could reach out to them.
I like hop water.
And be like, hey, yeah, it is really refreshing. I actually ordered a hop water, which is, I really do enjoy. I mean, I'll have one, even if I am drinking, I'll have one with dinner because maybe I don't want the heavy from the beer from having mm-hmm. a heavy meal. But I also ordered a non-alcoholic tequila.
Huh.
And that may have been the biggest mistake I've ever made.
I was going to say, I don't really understand how you make
bang. Yeah, I was like, well, I was thinking in my head, I'm like, okay, you could kind of aguave something another with the something in the lab. And I was all excited about it. And it was like grass had a baby with poop. It was not good. It was so bad. I like started to pen an email to be like, look,
this is a bad product.
Professional bartender. I, it was not good, but I still think, that being said, there are probably just dozens of products out there, and I've still got the bottle.
It's definitely becoming like a cultural shift thing too, in like multiple different areas. You see it a lot more, like becoming more popularized, you know, being sober, or it's not even like popularized being sober. It's more so more support rather than feeling like it's like a negative thing where it used to be like, oh, you go to bar and you're not drinking. I think there's actually people are a lot more receptive to it and a lot more understanding, and that criticism kind of passes, especially when you're in a mature environment with the right group of people. But there's just so many other options now too, and they really are like brought to light. I had a Heineken Zero, and it was actually bomb. Like, I really liked it.
Have you had the Guinness non-alcoholic?
I haven't.
No.
I don't know if you're.
I do like.
I haven't either. I'm looking for it. I want to try it. I really want to try it. I'm not drinking is so quickly associated with, oh, you know, you have a problem with alcohol. Or number one, you could just be the DD. Which is great, and we want to support that across the board. Or number two, Kayla, you're just life. It's a choice. It's that whole taboo thing, like, oh, you're not drinking. It makes sense.
I think
it just needs to be. More
it becomes taboo. Like something that's like one. We're expected as one extreme or the other, right? It's like you're either a perfect person or you're an addict. And quite frankly, that's not the case, right? There's multiple people that probably don't have the best relationship with alcohol, and like they need to actually set boundaries with it. So it's like with anything in life, it's a choice. There's no need to validate why you're choosing what to do or what not to. It's it's like telling anybody like, I'm going to the bathroom. Well, why are you going to the bathroom? It's completely different, but like, I'm not drinking. Like, I don't need to tell you why I'm not drinking, right? So it's totally the same thing. It's just cool now that society and like just in general, it's becoming a lot more popularized to have different options to still go into the environment of a bar and want to be there and meet new people and like still not feel out of place. Like, you're still feel extremely welcomed and nothing else changes. So
I think it'd be another good interview possibility to talk to bartenders about. I've had several sober regulars over the years. So it's just, I think to the true professional bartenders, we don't even think about it. You know, it used to just be, give me a club soda. Now there are all these amazing drinks that you can have, options that you can have.
True.
I'd like to see us in the podcast really expand on that. Make people feel more comfortable about it and normalize it. And then also kind of share with the Ningerian Empire, you know, that's more of a thing bartenders should think about, take pride in and really be there.
Because quite frankly, also bartenders, if we're thinking on like the surface level part of it, mocktails are still fucking expensive. They're pretty much the same price, like quite frankly, right? Like, honestly, I will say the one difference is like when I've gone and had a mocktail, like I'm only having probably one, maybe two, depending on how long I'm there, compared to promoting cocktails. I'm probably going to have like, you know, three or four, depending on the night or what we're doing. So that is, I guess it's a little bit different, but no matter what, it's still like, it's something. And when you have a good mocktail, like even I wasn't going to get one. And then the waitress actually sold sold me on it. She was like, I was like, I was looking at the mocktails, but I don't really know. She's like, girl, no, this one is so good. Like, you need to try it. She like told me exactly what was in it. And I was like, you know what? Sure. I'll spend $12 on that mocktail. Might as well. So it's, you know, there's sales.
And it's still a complex build that tastes good. So
it still needs to be well balanced and have intricate ingredients
that I love
thought out.
You were talking about, you know, because mocktail now, like the more we say it, the more I'm thinking it's becoming a negative. You know, it starts with the word mock.
It needs a new name.
Like the restaurant you were talking about, in Richmond, maybe that said, mm-hmm. what are the, it was a zero proof.
I think
thing
it's the Roosevelt that does one. And they're just on the menu. I believe at the end of the menu, it just says zero proof.
We should expand on that or rebrand the thought of like, forget about the word mocktail.
I totally agree with
because
that.
Because that's another
putting
thing
in there. Like, I mean, the power of words.
Pull the stigma out of it. Just normalize it. Like you guys said earlier.
The power of words is like crazy. And it's true. I mean, I guess for me, I never really thought of the word mock in front of it, but it's like fake, right? When it's like, it's not fake. It's like the art.
You make fun of someone, you
mock them. Yeah. But the art of creating the mocktail is still the same as creating a great cocktail, right? So then cocktail.
Libation instead of libation.
That's what she said. But we're not changing cocktails. It's not going to happen. but we should totally think of something that is not like.
What do you think instead of libation, hibation? That's too Colorado.
I mean, I think we keep it on the lines of like a cocktail. It's just like a spin-off. I don't know. We'll have to start brainstorming on this. But I do think, honestly, like, again, erasing the stigma and like removing the just starting with the pure name and the word itself. And like I said,
oh, yeah, we should have the listeners email podcast.
Yeah, give us
Ninja. What do you think that it should
podcast
be called?
BarNinja.com. Instead of, let's rename the mocktail.
Yeah.
Yeah. Take all of the negativity away from it and shoot us your ideas at. Which email are we using, G?
podcast@barninja.com.
Yes.
Heard.
And if we choose yours, we will buy you the Bar Ninja CD Tools US made shaker.
It's worth it. You can make your mock, your new branded mocktail, whatever we call it, or any cocktail that you choose, and you will not regret renaming.
And if a bartender jumps in on this also, or multiple bartenders, we will come and do a podcast with you making the drink and talking about how it came about and, you know, expanding on that. So everybody out there, just think about it and throw us any and all ideas and names. Love to hear from you.
Let's change the game.
Yeah,
let's change the game. Make it more positive. Shouldn't be negative anyway. You know, the world's past all that kind of stuff, I think. But we can help.
Well, I mean, it's, again, it just starts with like conversation. And the thing is there are a lot of conversations about it. Even how I was saying it borrowed, like I don't have time to have my time borrowed from tomorrow. I was listening to a podcast or it was just a quick snippet reel. And this guy, he really did say it perfectly. He's like, so in that very moment, you know, when I'm drinking and I'm having these drinks and depending on, you know, the environment and like what's going on, I'm starting to calculate in that moment, how much time do I want to borrow from tomorrow? How much time, like going into the morning, like am I willing to give an hour up? 3 hours, sometimes it's a full day, you know, because the recovery. And I mean, I'm turning 30 this year, which I know is not old, but holy shit, my recovery is just not the same anymore. Like, I continue to borrow more hours. Like, I can't bounce back.
Just wait.
I know. I know. But like, I'm like, you know,
but
I'm like going through like new puberty. My body's like, nah, girl, you can't do this.
Well, the nice part about it is, like I was kind of following Peter Attia's new book and his no more than two drinks a day. And you find you drink nicer.
Yeah, things. Because if
you know, I'm like making real craft cocktails at home because if I'm going to have a drink, I'm going to celebrate it. I'm not going to slam 30 Miller
100%,
Lights.
100%. Yeah.
It's an experience.
No, it's like.
So I'm drink a really nice good beer or make a really nice cocktail. Or when we go out, we go to like the Emerald Lounge, a high-end cocktail bar.
I will say when I come to Richmond, I definitely want to go to a brewery though. And nice
we've got beer. Triple Crossing in the neighborhood, Stones.
Yeah, that's I
in
know
the neighborhood. The New Vale, not far. Richmond's on the scene
I'll
with
only
craft
be able
beers.
To have very minimal. But it's so true. It's you actually.
Well, when you said taking away from tomorrow, what was the phrase?
Exactly? Oh, it's you're barring from tomorrow. So when you're in the present moment, depending on, you know, of course, the environment or however much you're drinking, you know, you start to borrow. Mm-hmm. The more you drink, the more you borrow from tomorrow. You're borrowing the time, right? So you put it into perspective of asking yourself the question, okay, how many hours do I want to borrow from tomorrow? Is it?
Yeah, it really resonates. Mm-hmm. I'm sure a lot of people listening are going to feel that. And at the tender age of however old I am, you know, if I'm going to have some fun with some friends or stuff, like it's a major thought, mm-hmm. you know, like, am I up in the morning? What am I doing tomorrow? That's a very, very good way of
looking at it. It's very different too. Like, I mean, you obviously you can tell no matter what, and when you have, depending on how much you drink, but, and what your alcohol tolerance is, it varies by person, but no matter what, like, mm-hmm. it does affect your body. So that's always a way to put it, but
brain fog's real.
That was it. Oh yeah.
Brain fog's
again,
real.
My old age.
You're going to be okay, Grandma.
I swear. I'm like, oh. So you guys are, okay, I know you guys are older than me, but you're also not a female. So it's completely different.
Oh, yeah. And I'm not making light of it. I mean, I remember 30. You know, it changed.
I mean, I'm pumped.
You just metabolize.
I'm pumped for my 30.
Nat's sister has a thing. She thinks she's drinking mineral water before she goes to bed. And she says she doesn't have a hangover the next morning.
I remember her saying that when we were in the Outer Banks. Like, she was on that vent. Yep. I remember her talking about
mineral water.
Interesting.
Worth a shot. I see all the stuff I've seen on TikTok and other things where, you know, this new alcohol powder
that you take
to cure the alcohol.
We should be testing this stuff, actually.
I will say, the anytime you drink vitamins, gold.
So it helps me.
Money.
Really?
Five times. Four, definitively, it helped me. One time it didn't. And I don't know if that was like a red wine, hazy beer. Like,
red wine, tequila.
Yeah. There's some, I mean, there are, have been somewhere, like, even, I mean, I don't think the only thing that's going to cure is time. So, right, there's really, but like, for the most part, those will, like,
it definitely saved me.
It's like a cures. It saves you the big headache. So really what it does, it just breaks down the enzymes to, like, digest the alcohol and process it, like, how it's supposed to, rather than when your body is encapsulated with all the alcohol and it just goes straight to your head, right? So what it does is it breaks it down to process and, like, metabolize. And it works.
And then they get to work on some nights. You know, a buddy of mine the other day was like, yeah, me and my dad drank a bottle of bourbon and then we drank a whole bunch of port. I slipped on the floor and I was like, I bet you did.
Oh my God.
It's like, it's the worst thing I can remember. I'm like, yeah.
Jeez, that's wild.
Yeah, that's a hard segue from, like, a really nice, like, bullet.
Four to five wine. What's that alcohol to
pour over here? It's a hard segue. He's going to be a guest on the show, actually. I won't drop his name yet, but he's a restaurant guy. And the police are
coming
at Kaling.
Yeah.
I was already in it.
Yeah, I figured that's kind of how we started going off on the tangent there. But I mean, I actually think it's really good because really what our podcast is it's never been about alcohol, right? Of course, alcohol is involved in making cocktails, but a lot of our episodes have been about, like, what the bar industry and just going to a bar provides on a consumer base, but how to be, of course, a better bartender, which is, like, the main basis of it all. So it doesn't, that's again, what I really like about it is that it's very inclusive to, you know, we're not like, hey, we're trying to sell our new brand of vodka, right? Like, that's not what we're talking about. So,
and I think because you mentioned Heineken Zero and you said it was tasty.
I loved it. I mean, really, because good. The thing is, for me, like, I will say, it's not even like I crave alcohol, right? Like, I just want the taste of something that's good, right? And I crave a beer, like, especially after, like, you know, the workout. Sometimes I'm just like, I want the, like, that one sip. And I mean, a hazy IPA is going to be way more than better than Heineken Zero. But honestly, like, I was sitting in the bar, was really committed. I'm like, I'm not drinking, but I was like, I really just want a beer. And I was like, do you guys have any non-alcoholic beer? And she's like, we have the Heineken Zero. And I love Heineken anyway. Really? It did.
It has a very specific flavor.
Yeah. And it didn't taste much different. Like, it really was.
Yeah.
It was good. I really liked it.
I had Athletic Brewing the other day. It was good too.
And that's something.
Athletic Brewing IPA.
Yeah. It's really good. It is super good. I need to order some more of those. Because I actually ordered them a while back. And I was like, not drinking, but I was drinking. So I ended up not drinking though. So I ended up just drinking. But no, those IPAs are really good.
And I really cannot wait to try again a zero. And I can't imagine. It's going to be very impressive if they can get into the same flavor profile that is the unique taste of Guinness. But what a great idea for them. Like, we should reach out to Heineken and Guinness and be like, you're the DD on St. Patrick's Day. How cool is that?
Good meeting.
Good meeting. Good meeting.
Good chat.
You know what? I'm going to get a shot.
Out.
Oh, no.
And I cannot see me at all. So I don't know how any of this is going. I got three little squares. Kayla's on the right here in the middle.
The glasses aren't helping.
No, they're not helping. Oh, God. We're kidding, though. Lord help me.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Bar Ninja Podcast. Please be sure to subscribe to us on your favorite podcast player and join the Bar Ninja Nation that has over 7,000 bartenders in it by going to www.barninja.com and you can enter your email. Until next time, see you then.